Bruce Pitsley joined us. We're talking about Kickapoo Cowboy Church. Bruce, it looks like you got another one coming up here this weekend. Is that the case?
We do. This coming Sunday, August 2nd, we have Kickapoo Cowboy Church once again at 6 p.m. at the Old Oak Inn Banquet Hall in Soldiers Grove. And we've had a really good season so far, a lot of good support, and we're looking forward to doing it again this Sunday.
Well, tell us about it. If there's somebody out there that doesn't know anything about it or what you do or your format, could you tell us what typically happens on those Sunday nights?
So on a Sunday night, a typical Sunday night at Kickapoo Cowboy Church, we start at 6 p.m. Basically, Kickapoo Cowboy Church is just like most of the other cowboy churches. It's a gospel concert. Sometimes people get, they get a little leery about the word church. And this is not a church service. It's a gospel concert. All different kinds of gospel songs. It's country gospel, bluegrass gospel, southern gospel, or just plain good old gospel music. We have the first Sunday of every month, April through December, we do Kickapoo Cowboy Church. And we're just looking forward to being able to do this again and want to keep it going as long as we can.
Can you talk about your performers?
Yes. So this coming Sunday, we have Holy Crow coming again to join us. Holy Crow is from the Lancaster area. Jim and Kathy Berglis, they do an amazing job with music. They do a really, really good job getting the gospel message out. And that's what Cowboy Church is all about, is getting the gospel message out through music. Jim and Kathy, they've been playing music for quite a while now. The first time I met them was at the farmer's market in Boscobel. And I love their style, and we've been talking to them ever since. And this will be their fourth time coming to Kickapoo Cowboy Church. We have a different group come every month. In April, we started out with Gary Froyland from Minnesota. He does an amazing job. In May, we had Tom Jones from Boscobel join us. In June, my wife Catherine and I and Marty Cena did the music. And for July, Monty Berger joined us. And this Sunday, August 2nd, we have Holy Crow joining us.
Now, do you have books and lyrics for people to sing along?
We don't. Usually most of the songs that the performance do, the different groups do for Kickapoo Cowboy Church, the songs that are familiar and most of the songs people know and they're able to sing along. So, yeah. It's really it's very enjoyable, and the gospel message gets out.
Do you have refreshments and things like that afterwards?
So, my wife Catherine and I assume the responsibilities of Kickapoo Cowboy Church 4 years ago after Wayne and Luann Goplin passed away in 2022. And Wayne's dream was to have a cowboy church in the area around the Kickapoo Valley area. And he had a team of people that would always come and help him, and they would always bring refreshments and drinks, and there's plenty of snacks and goodies for everybody every Sunday that we do Kickapoo Cowboy Church. So yeah, we have a lot of refreshments, and come hungry, come as you are, and come and join us.
Well, we remember Wayne and family real well. I mean, they would come and join us from time to time here on the morning show. And certainly, I think he'd be proud of this legacy, wouldn't he?
You know, I certainly hope that he would be. We've been trying to carry on the tradition like Wayne did it. We didn't change anything up. We just wanted to keep it pretty much the way he did it. And it's what an honor it is to be able to continue on what Wayne and Luann had started. He had a dream to do Kickapoo Cowboy Church for a long time, and he had heard about it. He'd been to them, and he really wanted to do one in this area, and they was able to start it in 2016. The Cowboy Church movement started probably 50 years ago. And, it has taken off, a lot. There's over 1,000 cowboy churches just across the United States alone, and that spread to other countries as well.
Now, that's amazing because, yeah, you mentioned it's happened that long. I think we hear about it more now than we did some years ago, don't we?
I would certainly hope so. It has grown. There are other people that do cowboy churches once in a while. So, up around Ontario, there's a couple that do them, and there's other areas that do them as well. And it's really an important part of things in our area that go on, because it provides a place where people can come and hear the gospel message, and everybody just comes with there. It's really an honor to be able to do this. Come as you are, you hear the gospel message. Some people have had a bad experience at some point in their life with, you know, a church. And some people won't go to church, but they will come to Cowboy Church. You know, there's no rituals, no assigned seats, no dress code, just come as you are and enjoy the music and get the gospel message.
Awesome. So that's 6 o'clock this Sunday night, Bruce?
That is correct. We start at 6 p.m. this Sunday night, August 2nd, at Old Oak Inn Banquet Hall in Soldiers Grove. I'd like to thank the Old Oak Inn for allowing us to use their banquet hall. It's the perfect facility to do this. And Deb and the gang at the Old Oak Inn do a great job, and they welcome us, and we thank them for that.
Well, Bruce, thanks for carrying on the tradition, and thanks for talking to us today about Kickapoo Cowboy Church.
Thanks, Phil. And if anybody would like to contact us, they can contact me at 608-485-2678. They can contact Catherine at 608-485-2554. We also have a Facebook page, Kickapoo Cowboy Church, or you can find us on our website at kickapoocowboychurch.com.